Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios this morning, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm doing so great. I love this time of year. Christmas time is upon us, and it's beautiful here in Carbon County.
It is. I cannot believe how quickly it has gotten here. It doesn't really feel like it's Christmas time to me until it snows, so we've got that. We're good.
It's here. Yeah, it's upon us. And, you know, of course, where I live, there's a little bit of snow on the ground, but you get up in the mountains or even the foothills, there's a lot of snow.
A lot of snow. And, you know, you don't think much about it until you start taking your vehicle on those roads. And then you're like, whoa, there's way more snow than I thought.
So I went up to Ford Ridge last Saturday and was going to ride out on my side-by-side just looking around. And you can't go there. The snow's over 2 feet deep there.
Yeah, and you will get stuck.
I did.
I sure did. Yeah.
Yes, I did.
It happened.
So, but with that said, search and rescue, I want to talk about what they do. We get calls occasionally for people wanting search and rescue to come get them when they're just simply stuck and they're not wanting us to come and rescue the people. They're wanting us to pull out the cars, and we don't do that.
No.
We're not allowed to do that. We don't have the proper insurance for that. Plus, we don't want to tear our equipment up. Or your equipment up trying to get you out, because we're not experts in recovery of vehicles.
No.
So there are tow companies around that will do that for you. But if that happens, occasionally you may call and we may tell you no. We're all about rescuing people. And so if you're in trouble or hurt or you fear that you're going to freeze or something like that, then absolutely we'll come and get you and call us early. You know, don't wait till it's too late to call. But make sure that it's a search and rescue function that we're coming and getting you for. If you're simply stuck and you're not willing to leave your vehicle there, yeah, we're not going to come and get you.
No, that's not the sole purpose of search and rescue, is to find and help and rescue individuals.
Yeah, if they're lost, if they're hurt, if they're in harm's way, you know, if you're on the wrong side of a raging river and you need to be rescued, or if you're stuck in the snow and you're not going to make it to safety, then yes, by all means, call us. We will come and get you. But
you will leave their vehicle.
Yeah, but if you're just stuck and you want us to pull your vehicle out, that's not what search and rescue does. And you know, it was brought up in the commission meeting 2 weeks ago. Cheryl Lupo brought up a question about the budget of search and rescue. And so I like to remind everybody, taxpayers don't pay for search and rescue. That's a county budget. And it reflects as a county budget, but that money is all generated through the fundraisers that Search and Rescue does throughout the year. No tax dollars go into that budget. And so I wanted to make that clear, because Cheryl asked that question. And yeah, that's not how that works. We do the Demolition Derby and other fundraisers and donations that fund us.
Yeah, so when you go out and you watch that Demolition Derby and you're having a great time, we always talk about how big of a fun... That's the main fundraiser for search and rescue.
It is. It's the big one. And you know, they get some grants and some donations from ConocoPhillips is huge for search and rescue. They give them a lot of money every year. But there are other businesses that do the same thing, and that's how they're funded. So it's nothing to do with the tax base as far as search and rescue goes. So that's one thing that I wanted to kind of educate the public on. And I really appreciate people getting involved with the process. Just become educated, because it is a little bit frustrating when you stand up and you don't know and you make a comment, stir the community up, and then we have to go back and do damage control to fix that and say, no, this wasn't correct.
Right. And, you know, we find that all the time. We talked about it not too long ago and kind of tied that in with social media. So it's kind of the same thing. You got to be educated.
Yes. Everything's going great. Speaking of that, at the schools, life is good right now. And this time of year, don't you miss being in school this time of year?
No.
I always loved school.
I do miss it when they have snow days, because I don't get to stay home from a snow day.
Well,
I still got to go to work.
Well, we'll talk to your boss.
Yeah, we should figure something out.
We should say, hey, we technology, can I call
it? It's snow day.
Yeah, snow day.
Don't you know that?
And, well, you'd probably get more than the rest of us. You live in a snowier zone of the county.
I do. Trust me. I already shoveled the driveway this morning. I know how much we got. It's way more than here. Definitely more. Well, Sheriff, as always, we appreciate you coming in.
I love to be here. Want to tell everyone, safe travels for this holiday season. Merry Christmas to everybody. It's coming. It's going to be here in a few weeks.
It definitely is. And be safe out there when you're traveling. If you are going to be venturing out in the higher elevations where there is more snow, be mindful of the roads. Don't think, this truck's got it. Most of the time it doesn't.
Yeah, and you know, if you get stuck, you're stranded. Police call us. We'll come and rescue you. You can get your truck out later.
Later. And it might be a long later.
And it may be a long later. And along those same lines, careful, folks, with your decorating for the holidays. It's wet and slick and dangerous out there. Try to stay off your roof if you can. People fall every year doing Christmas lights. So just be careful.
Definitely. Well, that has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. You can listen to this interview in its entirety by visiting castlecountryradio.com.